SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump's appointee to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, Stephen Miron, says the central bank's key interest rate should be much lower than its current 4.1% level, staking out a position far different than his colleagues.
I believe the appropriate Fed funds rate is in the mid-2% area, almost 2 percentage points lower than current policy. The Federal Reserve has been entrusted with the important goal of promoting price stability for the good of all American households and businesses, and I'm committed to bringing inflation sustainably back to 2%. However, leaving policy restrictive by such a large degree brings significant risks for the Fed's employment mandate.
Miron, speaking to the Economic Club of New York, his comments underscore a different perspective he brings to the Fed's deliberations over interest rate policy. A memorial service, which was attended by thousands in Arizona. Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica, says her husband was concerned about young American males.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk says she forgives the man that killed her husband. President Trump and Vice President Vance both attended. Eric Blake, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says Gabrielle became a Category 3 hurricane this morning, but it's not threatening the U.S.
It's passing at the east of Bermuda. Residents in the East Coast and Bermuda should monitor for any swell, any dangerous impacts along the beach. You know, monitor statements from your local weather office.
Gabrielle ended an extended quiet period during what is normally the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. Stocks remain in record territory. The Dow is up 121 points. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions are not happy about it.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo, trying to thread the needle on homosexuality, in his first interview since becoming Pope, Leo said that LGBT people are welcome in the Catholic Church, but that it's highly unlikely the Church's core doctrine about sexuality would change anytime soon. Earlier this month, the Vatican hosted a Holy Year pilgrimage that included several LGBT Catholic organizations. Last week, traditionalist Catholic groups announced a petition asking Leo to reaffirm the perennial teaching of the Church on sexuality. This is SRN News. North Korea's leader tells his southern neighbor and the U.S. hands off his nukes. His correspondent Rich Thomason reports.
Kim Jong-un says he still has good memories of President Trump. He's urging Washington to drop its demand to surrender his nukes as a precondition for resuming long-stalled diplomacy. Speaking to Pyongyang's rubber-stamp parliament, Kim stresses that he has no intention of ever resuming dialogue with South Korea, a key U.S. ally that helped to broker Kim's previous summits with Mr. Trump during the American president's first term in the White House.
On the diplomatic calendar, South Korea's new president coming to New York to attend the U.N. General Assembly. Meanwhile, President Trump expected to visit South Korea next month for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Moldovan authorities conducting 250 raids detained dozens of people. It's part of an investigation into alleged Russian-backed plan. More details at srnnews.com.